What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Bill Rossetti coming back at yous after a busy holiday week, I must say. Like I said, wasn't able to do anything on Friday due to my quote-unquote normal job, I guess we'll say, which certainly dealt with a lot of Black Friday shopping and a little bit on Thanksgiving as well. So things were pretty hectic over the last couple days, but we survived the rush. We're back here, and we're getting ready for Sunday's game against the Seattle Seahawks, which we've discussed on many occasions at this point, that this game has a lot of playoff implications. We'll dive a little bit more into that, too, especially now that the Thanksgiving games are in the books, which also had a little bit of playoff meaning, including, of course, two NFC South teams. First of all, hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving spent with loved ones, or if you had to work, hopefully you guys had a good day of work, as I was one of those people who had to work. Again, retail is a very fun gig when it comes to this time of year. But nonetheless, however you spent your Thanksgiving, I hope you had a good one. And if you went out Black Friday shopping, hope that went well. Hope you got everything you wanted on great deals, and you save yourself some money, and you have at least a lot less Christmas shopping to do, as we are now in Small Business Saturday. And remember, guys, it's not just Black Friday. Go support your small businesses today as well for Small Business Saturday. And then, of course, Monday is Cyber Monday, including, hey, Loki, one of the great sponsors of the pod. They've been sponsoring us for a bit now. Might as well just give them a shout out now. Perfect time with Cyber Monday. Remember, go check out their game day collection. You got all the great teams, pretty much all the leagues. So whatever team you want to look for, pro or college, Lokai has it on their game day collection. It's lokai.com, promo code Panthers25 to get 25% off their entire game day collection. So shout out to them, and we'll jump into it. It's almost like a regular Friday show. It just happens to be coming up on a Saturday. We'll discuss, of course, the injury report. And being on a Saturday, we can now talk about the full injury report for the Seahawks and Panthers, who is in and who is out. We'll talk about the Thursday games a little bit, and again, how it impacts the NFC playoff picture, and specifically tomorrow's game for the Panthers, how it can affect the playoff picture. And as always, go to MyBookie to make the Week 12 pick. So we'll start with the injury report, starting, of course, with the Panthers. And looking at the injury report, since we didn't really touch on it yet this week. So Wednesday, a few players listed as not participating. A couple given their Veterans Days, as it were, or Veterans Rest Days, we should say. You know, guys like Mike Adams, Ryan Khalil, Greg Olsen, Julius Peppers, essentially getting days off, getting the day off, because then they were all back in practice on Thursday. But Mario Addison was listed with a shoulder injury, James Bradberry with a shoulder, Devin Funchess with a back injury, and Shaq Thompson with a shoulder. Now, Addison, Bradberry, Thompson, they were all full participants on Thursday, so it might have just been kind of a rest day for them as well, but they were all good to go, while Cam Newton and Torrey Smith were limited. So it's good to see Torrey Smith back on the practice field. He'd been out for the last few weeks. He's back in a limited fashion. In fact, he was listed as a limited participant all week with that knee injury. So at least he's been practicing a little bit this week. So he's listed as questionable for tomorrow's game. And then Cam Newton was limited Wednesday and Thursday, but he was a full participant on Friday. Julius Peppers, though, was actually limited on Friday, not injury-related, though. So really no reason to worry about him. The only players that really had any kind of injury worry, Marshall Newhouse, the offensive tackle, actually did not participate in practice on Thursday due to an illness, but he was back as a full participant on Friday. So likely just a quick little bug they had to deal with, and he was back out there Friday. But Devin Funchess did not practice at all this week. That back injury actually held him out all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. He's not out, though. They have not ruled him out, but he is listed as doubtful. And 9 times out of 10, when we see a player listed as doubtful, it usually means he will not play. So, likely erring on the side of caution here. So, I would say don't hold your breath on Funchess. He likely will not play. It just means players like DJ Moore and Jairus Wright are going to have to step up more. Curtis Samuel might see a little bit more of an expanded role. So, you're not a major blow, but it certainly means they're not going to have, or they're likely not going to have their big-bodied target against that Seahawks secondary. And as we turn our attention now to the Seahawks and their practice reports, actually, looking at their practice report, it's not really a full report on this one page I'm looking at. So we'll actually try to look up the full report elsewhere if we can. In fact, here's a post from Field Goals on the injury report heading into the Carolina game. So interesting note here, actually. The first thing that stands out is Doug Baldwin, who looks to be a game-time decision for the Seahawks. So, just like the Panthers certainly are, the Panthers would be hurting a little bit without Devin Funchess. Not having Doug Baldwin would certainly not be good as well for the Seahawks. We know he's really arguably their best receiver, or not arguably, kind of tripping over my own words, I'm sorry, but you know, he is their best receiver. So if they don't have Doug Baldwin, that's going to slow up the Seahawks offense. He's officially listed as questionable with a groin injury, and then KJ Wright is out for the Seahawks. The only day, at least, you know, in terms of the injury reports they post on the NFL communications, Wednesday's the only day that they actually have, like, I guess, a full injury report, because then Seattle did not practice on Thursday, so it's a rough estimation, and then they don't have a complete report for Friday. But at least in terms of Wednesday, Doug Baldwin was out, cornerback Justin Coleman was out, but not injury-related, so maybe just a rest day as well. Deion Jordan with a knee injury, and then, of course, KJ Wright, who, again, also did not or at least estimate that they did not practice. So two big names there, really, obviously, as far as injury reports. In fact, looking at the Seahawks page, so, again, it kind of confirms that Doug Baldwin did not practice at all this week. And then KJ Wright, of course, did not practice. He is out. But everybody else looks like they're good to go. Justin Coleman, again, didn't practice Wednesday, but not injury-related. He was full Thursday and Friday. Running back Mike Davis was limited on Wednesday. Full practice Thursday and Friday. DJ Fluker, the offensive lineman, limited with a knee Wednesday. Limited Thursday, but full go on Friday. Delano Hill, the strong safety, dealing with a quadriceps injury, limited Wednesday, full go the rest of the way. Deion Jordan actually was a full go Thursday and Friday, again, after not practicing Wednesday. Bradley McDougal, the free safety with a knee injury, limited practice Wednesday, full go Thursday and Friday. And then Shamar Stephen, the defensive tackle with a foot injury, limited on Wednesday, but full go Thursday and Friday. So, in total, a couple big names from both sides. So again, Devin Funchess doubtful for tomorrow. Doug Baldwin questionable. KJ Wright out for what will be a big game with big playoff implications. And we will take a quick break and we will talk about those playoff implications, talk about the NFC playoff picture, including, of course, the results of Thursday's Thanksgiving Day games. But before we get into that, I want to give a shout out to actually one of the newest sponsors here at the Locked On Podcast Network, Action Heat. This episode is sponsored by Action Heat. Action Heat makes the world's best battery-heated clothing, and it's perfect here with winter coming. Heat on demand at the touch of a button. Control your environment with Action Heat. Action Heat clothing is engineered to safely and efficiently deliver heat via heating panels similar to a heated car seat. They can reach temperatures of up to 135 degrees and are powered by rechargeable 5-volt lithium iron battery that lasts up to 12 hours on each charge. Action Heat batteries can also be used to recharge your phone or any other gadget while you're wearing them. They're perfect for any friend or family on your holiday gift list and great for anyone who works outdoors, skiers, snowboarders, or anybody that loves the outdoors or just hates being cold. Action Heat clothing provides toasty warmth and comfort for your whole body, including heated jackets, socks, gloves, hats, and even undergarments like heated base layers, shirts, and long johns. You can stay warm and cozy from head to toe with Action Heat. Action Heat is available in men's and women's and has great new styles and models just released for this winter season. So, make winter activities more enjoyable with a blast of warmth. Action Heat is the perfect solution to keep you toasty and warm, even in the most frigid weather. And up here in the north, we're getting to that point as well. So, if you guys have friends up north, this is perfect for you guys right now. So, we've got a special deal for you listeners out there where you could save 20% off your entire order. All you have to do is go to actionheat.com/Locked On. That's ActionHeat.com/Locked On. ActionHeat.com/Locked On to check out everything that Action Heat has to offer. So that's ActionHeat.com/Locked On. Use the promo code Locked On at the checkout to save 20%. Stay toasty warm while you enjoy all your outdoor activities this winter with Action Heat. And thanks so much for them being a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And a quick shout out to as well to one of our other buddies over at BlueChew.com. Hey, guys, remember, we know what it's like to have that or not have that confidence in bed. Some, unfortunately, don't have that confidence in bed. But with BlueChew.com, you can get that confidence back when you need it most. And we know when we are talking about. Increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with BlueChew.com, which brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready to go whenever that opportunity arises. BlueChew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since they prepare and ship direct, they're even cheaper than a pharmacy. So right now, go to BlueChew.com, get your first shipment free with the promo code LOCKEDON. All you have to do is pay the $5 in shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON to try it for free. BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them as well for sponsoring the network. So as we talk Seahawks-Panthers, in particular the playoff implications. Well, first let's kind of backtrack and let's talk quick about the, real quick, of course, the Thanksgiving Day games that went down. It started in the NFC North in Detroit where the Bears continue to roll. They are now 8-3. After a 23-16 win over the Lions, they're now three up in the win column on the NFC North. So the Bears really in control now. I mean, they're only one ahead in the loss column of the Vikings, but that win last week was huge. But they're starting to get in real control of the NFC North and starting to get to the point where the Panthers may not really have to contend with the Bears. But, you know, just the fact of the matter that the Bears are just having a tremendous season. The Lions are just about out of it now at 4-7. But the second game had big division and wild card implications as Dallas took over first place in the NFC East, beating the Redskins 31-23. So the first time in a few weeks that that someone other than the Redskins are leading the NFC East. And of course, the Cowboys are only 6-5 at the moment. And by the way, they of course play the Saints next week, so they very well can drop right back to 500 at 6-6. Redskins also 6-5, but remember, the Redskins own the head-to-head over the Panthers. So actually, that makes this game a little more intriguing, or a little more important for the Panthers, which we'll get into in a minute. But the Redskins right now on the outside looking in at 6-5. And then the nightcap was the Saints making it 10 straight victories with a 31-17 win over the Falcons, who have now lost three straight after what was starting to look like they were turning their season around, getting back to 4-4. Now they've lost three straight again. Just like the Lions, they are likely just about out of it at 4-7. So it's making last week's loss to the Lions more of a sting, because it could have gave the Panthers a little bit of breathing room in the wild card standings. Because now, if Seattle were to win this game, that puts the Panthers behind the eight ball a little bit, whether or not the Vikings beat the Packers. Obviously, even more behind the eight ball if the Vikings win. But even if they lose, that would create a three-way tie in the wild card standings between the Redskins, Seahawks, and Panthers at 6-5. And the Panthers would be out on head-to-head sweep, because they have lost to both the Redskins and the Seahawks. The Redskins, of course, would have the tiebreaker over the Seahawks on conference record. But the Panthers, at this point, could go from being the fifth seed in the NFC to out of the playoffs if they lose this one. Now, of course, if they win, that keeps them a game ahead of the Redskins, and it will push the Seahawks to two back, and the Panthers would have the head-to-head on the Seahawks. So, really, and then ideally, Minnesota would lose to Green Bay to put them both at 5-5-1, which would put Carolina a game and a half ahead of the Packers and Vikings as far as the first teams out of the playoffs. So, yeah, that's the ideal scenario right now, at least for Week 12, is that the Panthers beat the Seahawks and the Packers beat the Vikings, as it would put the Panthers at 7-4, Redskins at 6-5, and then the Packers and Vikings both at 5-5-1. But we talked about how this almost became a must-win for the Panthers, and now with Dallas beating Washington to put both teams at 6-5, it's even more so, because like I said, a Seattle win over Carolina would knock Carolina right out of the top six. So, big opportunity, but again, what's going for the Panthers right now is the fact that they are 5-0 at this point at home. So, that certainly could play a factor. The fact that it's Seattle, something Grant mentioned on the crossover pod too. It's Seattle traveling all the way across country for a 1 p.m. Eastern start. So for fans back home, that's 10 o'clock in the morning. And we've seen West Coast teams struggle at times playing a 1 p.m. Eastern time zone game. So will that play a factor for the Seahawks? Will that hinder them a bit? We'll see. But again, that's just kind of where we stand right now in terms of the important points in the playoff picture. Because at this point, I think we can almost... I think the Panthers can almost kiss the division goodbye. You know, the Saints already now at 10 wins. The way the Panthers have been kind of going back and forth, you know, between dominating at home versus struggling on the road, it could be a bit of a struggle to get to 10 wins. Now, granted, the next two road games are both winnable against Tampa Bay and Cleveland, and they would almost have to win those games to even have a shot. But again, obviously at this point, it really comes down to the Panthers having to take both games against the Saints if they're going to win this division. Otherwise, they're likely starting on the road, likely against either the NFC North or the NFC East champion, because I think we can say it's almost a foregone conclusion, assuming things hold the way they are, that the Saints and the Rams are going to have the first-round byes. So, Carolina, and again, obviously a lot can happen. Panthers can get hot and the Saints can stumble a bit, but the way it's likely looking, it's going to be the Panthers playing at either Chicago or one of the NFC East teams, whether it's the Cowboys, whether it's the Redskins, whether it's the Eagles, since the Eagles aren't really out of it either, at 4-6. But that's kind of where things stand right now in the NFC. So we'll take a quick break, come back, and we will go over to MyBookie, and we are making our Week 12 picks. And of course, MyBookie, as always, one of the great sponsors here at the Locked On Podcast Network. Remember, they have all the great player perks you want from a sportsbook website. They've got great player perks. Over-unders on fantasy points scored, live in-game betting, just a lot of stuff to do in all kinds of sports. So a lot of great things to do with MyBookie. And again, if you sign up now with MyBookie and use the promo code LOCKEDON, they will match your deposit dollar for dollar up to $1,000. But remember, MyBookie wants to give you the best service possible. So if you're willing to wait until after 7 p.m. Eastern time to make your first deposit, they'll give you an additional $25 in free play on deposits of over $100 by using the promo code LOCKEDON25. So again, LOCKEDON gets you your deposit matched up to $1,000, but after 7 p.m., you get that extra $25 on deposits of over $100 with the promo code LOCKEDON25. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. And with that, we will run through the games now for Week 12. We'll start in Buffalo, where the Jaguars are a 3-point favorite against the Bills. It's the playoff rematch, actually. It almost takes you a second to realize with how poor these two teams have playing or have been playing this season. It takes you a second to realize that this was a wild card matchup last year. You know, we know the Jaguars, of course, made it to the AFC Championship and are very disappointing this year. But in case you guys forgot, the Buffalo Bills made the playoffs last year as well at 9-7 before they played to that epic 10-3 showdown in the wild card game in Jacksonville. This time it's in Buffalo. But I will go ahead. You know, maybe Matt Barkley has something. Who knows? He played well in his first game with the Bills. Maybe it's a little bit of a spark. I'll go ahead and I'll take the Bills at home, and obviously against the spread, because they are the underdogs here. We go to Baltimore, where the Ravens are a 10.5-point favorite against the Oakland Raiders. Lamar Jackson is going to get the start again. So maybe he'll run wild on the Raiders like he did against the Bengals. So I'll go ahead and say the Ravens can cover that spread, win by at least 11. The Raiders look like they're, you know, they did beat the Cardinals last week, but overall, you know, it would be funny though if they win a couple games and kind of screw over John Gruden's chances of getting the number one pick. But I'll take the Ravens here with the points. 49ers at the Buccaneers. Buccaneers are a 2.5-point favorite. Another scenario where it's a West Coast team traveling to an East Coast team with a 1 p.m. start. But You know, I feel like the 49ers offense could hold their own here against a poor Buccaneers defense. I'm going to go ahead and pick the 49ers here in a bit of a minor upset. Giants at the Eagles. Eagles are minus 6. Giants are rolling a bit, the winners of two straight. So I'll go ahead. I'll say the Eagles kind of turn things around a little bit here. I say they kind of pick up the pieces, get the win here. But I'm going to say it'll be closer than a six-point game. I think it's going to be a lot closer than the Thursday night schlacking, if you know my new word, I guess, that the Eagles gave the Giants back in week 6. So I'll say the Eagles win, but I'll say it's by less than 6 points. I think the Giants make this more of a game than some people might think. Browns are in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Bengals are minus 2.5. I believe there's a chance that A.J. Green might be playing. Looking quick at their status report, A.J. Green is questionable, so there's a chance he's going to play, and obviously that'd be a big swing for the Bengals. I'll go ahead and take them at home, and with the 2.5-point spread, I'll go ahead and take that. That at least means a field goal. Field goal victory would cover the spread. Patriots at the Jets. Patriots minus 10.5. No Sam Darnold, so it's Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's the Buccaneers. Josh McCown, sorry, for the Jets. I'll take the Patriots, but I could see this being a single-digit game. So I'll go ahead and I'll take the Patriots straight up, but I'll take the Jets with the points, or the Jets against the spread here. Then we get to Seahawks-Panthers. Panthers are minus 3, but I think this is going to be a close game. I could see this being maybe a one-point game, maybe a field goal down 2 wins it. So I'll take the Panthers to win. But I'll take the Seahawks against the spread here with the plus 3. Dolphins at the Colts in what has a pretty big playoff implications over in the AFC. Two of the 5-5 teams tied for that final spot. Colts are minus 8. But, I mean, they're rolling. They've won 4 straight. I think Dolphins keep it close, though. I'll take the Colts at home, but I'll take them by less than 8. So the Dolphins against the spread here. Cardinals at the Chargers. Chargers minus 13.5. That's a big spread, and the Chargers are coming off a loss to the Broncos. So kind of the same thing here. I'll take the Chargers, but I will say it's closer than a 2-touchdown game. So I'll take the Cardinals getting almost 2 touchdowns in this one. Speaking of the Broncos, they are home against the Steelers. Steelers are minus 3.5, but they are rolling. I think they go into Denver and get the win here, make it 7 straight. Sunday night game in the NFC North, the aforementioned Packers-Vikings game. Vikings are minus 3, and I will take that spread, and I'll pick the Vikings to cover. And finally, the Monday night game in the AFC South. It is the Titans at the Texans. Texans are minus 6. Titans are a tough team to figure out. You never know what kind of offense they are going to come up with. But I could see them hanging close in this one as well. So I'll take the Titans with the 6 points, but I'll take the Texans to win straight up. And there are your Week 12 picks, courtesy of MyBookie. And with that, that'll wrap things up for this week. Thank you, as always. I'm tripping over my words a little bit here. I'm sorry. But as always, really do appreciate the support. Love the support and feedback from the old followers, the new followers, and everyone in between. Really enjoy coming on here. You know, a couple days after Thanksgiving, I am thankful for the opportunity to come on here and talk football with you guys, talk Panthers football with you guys, because Panthers football really has one of the best fan bases in the National Football League. So shout out to you guys, and shout out to you guys for your support. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and enjoy all the NFL games. And as always, I like to wrap it up by giving you guys a heads up who you can look forward to as far as the commentators for the game. So, of course, it is a 1 o'clock start on Fox. But no Kenny Albert, Rondé Barber this time. You guys got a little bit of a break. Seattle, Carolina will actually have the number 2 Fox crew. As actually, this game will cover most of the United States. The other games are really just more regional games. As far as the 1 o'clock Fox games, Giants, Eagles, Niners, Bucks, and then the late game, Cardinals, Chargers. Because CBS has the doubleheader this week, as Jim Nantz and Tony Romo will have the Pittsburgh-Denver game. So most of the country will have Seattle, Carolina, and like I said, they'll have the number 2 crew of Kevin Burkhardt and Charles Davis, who really is a great crew. You know, Kevin Burkhardt, we know he's a fast riser. Yes, we're going to talk announcers quick here too. Kevin Burkhardt, great rising announcer, and then Charles Davis, just one of the best analysts in the game. So that's who you guys have to look forward to, as Joe Buck and Troy Aikman have essentially already done their game. They, of course, did the Washington-Dallas game on Thanksgiving. So it's Kevin Burkhardt and Charles Davis calling Seattle at Carolina, 1 p.m. on Sunday. That'll do it. Enjoy the game. And remember to follow me on Twitter at @Bill_Ricetti, RICCETTE. Have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday right here on LOP. Until then, take care, my friends.